This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Legislation that would revive Missouri's ailing second injury fund and seek to reduce the number of occupational disease lawsuits was passed today by the Missouri House. The bill would temporarily double the surcharge businesses pay into the second injury fund in order to deal with a backlog of more than 1,000 cases. It would also place occupational disease claims in Missouri within the workers' comp system and provide enhanced payments for those suffering from cancer and other diseases caused by toxic exposure. Republican Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff handled the bill in the House.
This is not a perfect piece of legislation, and it's something that was critically important for the state to get done and take a step forward in this direction. And I don't think anybody is under the delusion that this is the last workers' compensation bill we're going to have.
The measure now goes to Governor Jay Nixon, who's expected to sign it into law. Missouri's official state manual has been banished to the internet for the past few years, but it could make a return to print. The legislature has sent the governor a bill that would let the Secretary of State's office share the electronic publication with a nonprofit organization, which would then print it and distribute it to the public. The official manual of the state of Missouri contains information about public officials, state agencies, local governments, and various other things. Missouri prosecutors want a judge to let them keep closer tabs on the former head of a failed artificial sweetener plant in Moberly. Attorney General Chris Koster's office said earlier today it has filed a motion in St. Charles County Circuit Court seeking to monitor ex-MAMTEC CEO Bruce Cole with a wearable GPS device. Cole is under house arrest in his home state of California, waiting a Missouri trial on felony fraud and forgery charges. His bond was reduced from $500,000 to $100,000 in March. The MAMTEC project was financed with $39 million in bonds issued by the city of Moberly's Industrial Development Authority. The project collapsed after Cole's company missed a bond payment in August 2011. A hearing is scheduled Monday on a change of venue from Randolph County. Missouri welfare recipients would be barred from spending their cash benefits at casinos, liquor stores, or strip clubs under legislation sent to Governor Jay Nixon. The House gave the bill final approval today on a vote of 110 to 36. The measure brings Missouri into compliance with federal restrictions on purchases with temporary assistance for needy families' electronic cash benefit cards. It also prohibits welfare recipients from using cash benefits for any merchandise marked exclusively for adults and penalties for people convicted of spending their benefits improperly. Supporters contend the measure will prevent fraud and abuse in the welfare system. Opponents say it places unnecessary restrictions on where people can buy food. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.